scare the daylights, it'd make a nightmare. I'm tense and I'm nervous. Everybody all around me shaking hands and saying howdy. I don't think it's funny no more. Cracking up. Nick Lowe trying to maintain his composure and also keep his sanity in a track from his second album, Labor of Lust, released 42 years ago this week, May 24th, 1979. You can apply a cracking up scenario and people losing their minds to a music video you may have saw if you check out the band Narcotics. This four-piece Joliet thrash punk metal horror band takes a lot of their cues as far as inspiration goes in their music videos from horror films. They go so far to include in their latest music video, which follows up the one for their single Lunaticus, which they're shooting right now on location somewhere in unincorporated Joliet, to have one of the band members look like or maybe resemble Michael Myers, the legendary mass killer of the Halloween film series. The band's second guitarist, Z Lestat, that's his real name, but he also goes by Michael Myers, which makes you wonder if, in fact, the killer who first murdered his sister in 1963 in Haddonfield, Illinois, then tried to murder his second sister, Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween 1 and 2, cannot die no matter how badly you mutilate him, kill him, or even try to stub his toe. Scary surroundings indeed, where Narcotics videos are concerned, but then again, you have to be a fan of graphic bloody slasher horror films from the 70s, 80s, and even today to really understand the lyrics of their music. You can also just go check the band out because they do incorporate a bit of theatrical nature of those horror films that have inspired them to make such creative music videos in any one of their shows coming up, including Thursday, May 27th, when they play alongside Pantheon and Chicago's Cunning Like Cobras at Sugar Skull in Franklin Park. I have singer Fox and guitarist Nutshot that I'll be talking to. So many female singers have really caught the ear of many a listener of active rock, melodic metal, and even melodic hard rock. Everybody from Lacey Sturm of Flyleaf to Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm, locally Jenny Imperato of Phosphine, Holly Smith of Hot Dang, and then there's KT Page, who somehow did not get the recognition that the aforementioned group deserved. KT fronted Romantic Rebel. They had a catchy, melodic hard rock sound that could have put them alongside Flyleaf, Lacuna Coil, Hailstorm, and many other female-fronted national hard rock and melodic metal bands about 5-6 years ago. I got a chance to talk to KT for the one and only time 7 years ago this week, and we'll be reliving that in a rock back. That and more as Local Loft episode 175 is on the prowl, clawing and ripping, not flesh ripping now, our way through the Chicago and state of Illinois local metal, punk, alt rock, prog rock, and power pop scene.
For Narcotics. We're getting ready to throw down.
Movie mass murderers never die, they just end up in local metal and punk bands. Well, you gotta believe that if you ever check out the band Narcotics, G-N-A-R-C-O-T-I-X, out of Joliet. It would seem that one of their guitarists, Z Lestat, goes by the nickname of Michael Myers, or the second name. At least that's what it says on the group's Facebook page here. And I took a look at a couple of stills from a new music video they're filming. Indeed, it looks like a hockey mask wearing mass murderer is part of the band here. Let me ask Fox, who is the lead singer of the band, more about that question. First of all three of your music videos, including From Blood to Blacklist and Lunaticus, or is it Lunaticus? I don't speak Latin, so I can't pronounce it right. There's a nice little storyline going on here. Each one's pretty bloody, horror film-like, but the Lunaticus clip has some mass-murdering wolf-like creature coming out and tearing somebody to shreds and blood flying everywhere. From Blood to Blacklist, I mean, it's this guy who picks up a gun, tries to shoot his girlfriend because she's hanging out with another guy, and then he gets the best of him at the end of this video. And now you got a follow-up video to that. What inspires you guys to make such creative music videos?
Personally, for me at least, we were both horror film fanatics, and also, like, I've done haunted houses for the last, like, 6 years now, so that's kind of influenced on the theatrics, too.
Yeah, a lot of our friends are bringing out makeup artists to the field, so it's kind of natural for us.
We like the creepy.
It's innovative. I mean, you can give Rob Zombie a run for his money here with, you know, his remakes of Halloween. And about your music, and Fox, you really have a two-part vocal here. It's a screaming, like, low-throated, unclean, and then you've also got this, like, heavenly choir-like vocal. How would you describe your vocal style to anybody who is willing anybody's going to check your band out for the first time.
Bipolar and Schizophrenic.
Got a couple of different styles here. It's like you got dual personality singing wise. The rest of the band and yourself, you got a nice little like three-part style of metal punk horror. Is there like any band who has truly inspired the way you guys play your music?
Yeah, we listen to a lot of music, so it's all over the place, but I know you stuff like yeah. So man, I've been listening to a lot of the JonBenet actually, and weirdly enough, like
let me ask you about your shows. Of course, you got the one coming up with Pantheon and Cunning Like Cobras, and that's Thursday at Sugar Skull in Franklin Park. Given the music videos you guys do you incorporate any theatrical elements? Is there going to be a lot of video screens on stage behind you showing these music videos to kind of enhance the story you do in your songs?
We're definitely working up to that point. For now, we do as much theatrics as we can. We bloody ourselves up, and we got severed heads on stage. Stuff like that. So we try and incorporate whatever we can with the budget we're given right now.
A little bit like an Alice Cooper show. It's just, you know,
we just
playing shows in 2021, last year, and playing shows. That's when we first formed. Me and Chris formed or Fox formed the band years ago. And we kind of just now we were able to start playing shows. The first time we were ready to play shows, we got canceled for COVID.
You had it.
My real name out.
I don't want any, like, stalkers.
I'm sure security will be tight as far as stalkers getting into your shows, but it's a nice horror movie-inspired backdrop you guys got here, and the music definitely complements the videos. Great stuff you're doing here, and very creative, and you are working on a follow-up already to the In Spite Of EP, which was your first. When can people see that released?
Yeah, it should be out in September. Sorry, completely. We've shot the first music video for now. We're working on an exact release date, and we're going to try and base some like shows around it, so that's still in the works, but we'll definitely have some new announcements soon, as well as concrete release dates for the music video. The one we just shot should be out in July.
We also have details.
Yeah. Should we share it? We can share it. Yeah, all right. And the EP, the second EP's title is going to be called The Decline of Self-Preservation.
There's certainly no decline in the power of your music and the power of it to tell a story. Check out these metal storytellers, these metal punk horror storytellers, Narcotics, G-N-A-R-C-O-T-I-X is how you spell their name. Fox, and who else am I talking to here? Is it Nutshot?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am Nutshot.
He
is
the
bass player.
Next to my brother. And then Jay is our drummer.
Yeah, but me and Fox have been friends for about, going on years now. So.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. Fox Nutshot, Z Lestet, a.k.a. Michael Myers, and Jay. This Thursday, check them out alongside Pantheon and also Cunning Like Cobras at Sugar Skull in Franklin Park. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to awesome podcast. Yeah.
Are we finally winning the battle, end the war against COVID? With songs like that, you have to believe yes is the answer to both parts of that question, at least in the mind of Cunning Like Cobras, the four-piece thrash punk band out of Chicago's North Side. Contagion War is their latest single, and most definitely it paints a pretty rosy picture as far as finally getting that deadly sinister virus under control. And that, of course, means that eventually more people will be flocking out to live shows. So you might just want to plan flocking out to see Cunning Like Cobras and Narcotics co-headlining with Pantheon Thursday, May 27th at Sugar Skull in Franklin Park. There's a couple of other dates to catch the band I featured and interviewed, Narcotics. June 11th is one of those dates, Jay's Bullet Hole Saloon in Spring Valley. That's about 25 miles west of Joliet in the La Salle, Peru and Seneca area. Co-headlining along with Narcotics will be Chaos Ordnance. One Constant is part of that streeter metal band. They're now dubbing them himself a sex metal band. Well, if you heard some of the lyrics, some of them explicit, some of them quite graphic, you probably agree with that title. But you'd have to ask Corey Angelico where he came up with that name. Corey has been the one constant in Chaos Ordinance. He founded it and has seen it through many different lineups and a couple of different music changes, too. The Ellipsis record in 2018 is where they started experimenting heavily with synthesizers, synth programming, drum machines. They incorporated and mixed in video game style music and sounds, arcade game in this case, into some of their tracks. And a couple others, they tried to throw people for a loop. Were they a new wave band of the 80s, or were they a metal band of the modern day? After they played the Legion's Ball on June 11th at Jay's Bullet Hole Saloon in Spring Valley, Chaos Ordinance heads up north Thursday, August 12th to the Apollo Theater in Rockford to co-headline a show with Head PE. Corey Angelico and the band also have had enough of the COVID pandemic and all the quarantine and shutdowns involved with it. You'd really have to believe that when you listen carefully to the lyrics of their latest single. The band released it on May 1st and posted a lyric video at the same time of its release on YouTube. Brand new from Chaos Ordinance, this is Plagued on Local Loft.
Why blows?
groove metal meets hardcore, there's no question about somebody dreaming what would happen if Pantera and Lamb of God combined forces. Well, there's your answer, Marks of Grey. The Rockford hardcore metal trio has been at it since 2018 when they put out their self-titled debut EP, working on a follow-up ever since, and they will play new songs from it. Spring Valley is where Marks of Grey is going to be on Friday, June 11th, along with Chaos Ordnance and Narcotics. The Legion's Ball at Jay's Bullet Hole Saloon. Go to Marks of Grey's Facebook page for more details on that, but further down the road, not too far from their native land in the downtown Rockford area, Marks of Grey will be part of Full Terror Assault. This four-day event is September 8th through the 11th in Rock, Illinois, and features a lot of heavy hitters in the national metal scene like Exodus, MOD. Go to Marks of Grey's Facebook page for more details about this. The news just keeps getting better and better as far as Chicago area venues reopening finally after the COVID restrictions are being lifted. Now, we're all hoping to get to Phase 5 on June 11th around the state and in Chicago on 4th of July. But already, there's been announcements that Lollapalooza is opening back up. That came this past week, as did Riot Fest in mid-September. The Metro is announcing that it will reopen Monday, May 24th. The legendary bar, once known as Cabaret Metro on 3730 North Clark, just 5 minutes away from legendary Wrigley Field in Cubbyville, has been shut for a little over a year, financially struggling because of all the COVID restrictions and shutdowns. But that's about to change. Great news where that's concerned. I've been to the Metro 3 times that I can remember, 2 to see legendary British and Irish punk bands. Saw The Damned there October 2011 and Stiff Little Fingers in September 2017. But the year before that, I introduced the world to Four Without. The Czechoslovakian-American hard rock band played a headlining gig there in February of 2016. I'm going to spin once again the first tune I turned anybody on to, preferably Cat 105.5 listeners in the Southlands, from Four Without. But one of the major events that will be taking place in September, a couple of months after the Metro and Smart Bar have been open for a while and a lot more concert goers have been circulating around the place, is the Cold Waves 9 Festival. This 3-day event highlights the best in industrial rock, especially from Chicago. Two big names, I'm sure you've heard of them if you have been following industrial rock as long as I have, and I do remember playing Stabbing Westward quite a lot back in the mid-90s on the Cat. They're part of day number 3, Sunday, September 26th, the day before the 25th Front 242. This industrial electronic dance band was huge in the 80s, and when I was on WLRA 88.1 FM, my alma mater radio station at Lewis University, I played Front 242 quite a lot too. To start things off, Clipping, it's a industrial band out of LA. Pixel Grip is an industrial trio out of Chicago's North Side. They will be there on day number 1. If you're all psyched to see Nine Inch Nails at Riot Fest as the headliner this year, well, this one's got a very similar, closer groove and vibe going to it, especially that percolating bass line. From Chicago goth industrial trio Pixel Grip, off their brand new release Arena, which just came out May 21st, Dancing on Your Grave on Local Loft.
Just like I need to breathe. I'm losing. do it.
From the first note you hear, which is a simulated sitar, mostly programmed by electronic keyboards, I would think. Four Without's debut album, Line of Love, which was released initially in the summer of 2015. It took them a while to get it out, though. Physical copies were not made available until February 2016, when the band, fronted by Yana Herdeseva, Yana Vox as she's known on Facebook, played Metro and Smart Bar. They just might go back there again. I'm saying might, but I just looked on Yana's Facebook page and I found out that for the first time in over a year, she's reunited with at least one member of Four Without, if not all of them, Jerry Kiforiak, who is one of their guitarists. Along with Maya Baranova, they did a three-piece acoustic set at Bottles Lament Club in Lament. Yana on her Facebook also posting that there's plenty of life to live and you can do it without demons like alcohol or drugs. She just kicked a over a year-long struggle with alcohol and has been clean and sober for just over a year as of March 30th, so we say congratulations to Yana on that. But Yana and all the rest who ever performed or took in a show at Metro will be glad to know that it's reopening again after all the COVID restrictions which shut it down and nearly sent it into bankruptcy, never to reopen its doors again. Well, it's happening on Monday, May 24th. Metro and Smart Bar open again. And if you're a fan of the old school thrash metal band Dead Man's Hand out of Joliet, some more good news. They're getting back together for the first time in over a year. Look for them to rock again live at Brower House in Lombard Friday, July 9th. Tony Ragor, Lawrence Dutch DeVry, and a couple of newcomers in the band that once had Jason JT Tafoya as their lead singer. African-American bassist Phil Johnson was once in the group. Apart from Tony and Lawrence, we don't know who the other members in the lineup of Dead Man's Hand will be. Follow their Facebook page. Tony's been emailing me every bit of recorded work that Dead Man's Hand's been doing in the last 3 years. They've had a couple of EPs which followed up a 2017 retrospect compilation called Decade Decayed. Amongst some of the new tracks they've been recording is Drag Me Down. It's Dead Man's Hand on Local Loft. We'll be right back. And if Rob Halford heard The Last Generation, he'd most likely be singing, breaking the law, copyright law, copyright law. They're such a dead ringer for sounding dangerously close to Judas Priest, it's not funny. But they're not the only band who The Last Generation is inspired by. You can hear a bit of Triumph, the Canadian power trio. I wouldn't exactly call this four-piece band out of Lombard a ripoff, however. They do cover classic hard rock and metal bands of the 70s and 80s in their set list, but they also do a nice set of originals, too. Angel of Darkness is one of five demos that they post on Spotify. The band's only been around a better part of a year. And on Friday, May 28th, they'll be headlining a show at Brower House in Lombard, The Last Generation and Band X. And as we fast forward 5 days after the day in which the U.S. government claims that all of America will be back to pre-COVID normal living conditions, the 4th of July, Dead Man's Hand, Tony Ragor, Lawrence Dutch DeVries, Scott Stazak, and Brian Torgo. On Friday, July 9th, go to Brower House Lombard's Facebook page for more details. Well, local bands and artists, soon the day will come when COVID restrictions will no longer prevent you from playing in front of a packed crowd. But first of all, make that packed crowd anyone listening to this podcast around the world. Try your audience out, who truly has a hunger for local music anywhere around the world, but especially the Chicagoland area and state of Illinois. Send me, Tim Lamping, your music in digital form, Wave MP3, FLAC, or AAC, or physical. CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, or reel-to-reel tape. Send it to timlamp1@yahoo.com or timcatdj@gmail.com if you have something physical to pass along. First, send me an email, timlamp1@yahoo.com or timcatdj@gmail.com. I'll send you a mailing address. This podcast is downloadable around the world at podbean.com, or you can stream it on the Podbean app. Since I started doing local music radio shows for the Cat 105.5, I've always put together a list of prominent female singers. That list keeps growing, and it still continues to grow here at Local Loft. Obvious names include Jenny Imperato, Holly Smith, Yana Vox, Yana Herdesova. We just heard from her with For Without, and maybe we'll hear from her again later this year. Rosie Walker, formerly of False Hope Fades, Chrissy Ridolfi. I once added KT Page to that. Unfortunately, the band KT fronted Romantic Rebel never really took off, and I thought for sure that they'd fit right amongst the melodic hard rock bands of the time. I've already named a couple, Flyleaf, Hailstorm, the pretty reckless Taylor Momsen. KT Page was certainly a natural, certainly had a wide range to her voice. Romantic Rebel seemed like they fit right in, and active rock radio never really embraced them. Well, the Cat 105.5 did, 7 years ago this week. It was May 29th, 2014, that I presented my one and only interview with KT Page of Romantic Rebel. We'll rock back to that to end this edition of Local Loft. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon. I want to see a mosh pit out there! You guys show me up crazy!
Hey guys, Katie Page from Romantic Rebel. You're listening to Southland's Rock and Roll Animal,
105.5
The Cat.
The Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat. On display, on demand, on air, and online with the most extensive coverage of the Southland's local hard rock and metal scene Thursday night at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. In a way, you can call the music of Romantic Rebel out of Chicago glam metal. They certainly have a glamorous look to them. KT Page, their lead singer. The ultra-sexy swagger and saucy vocals she brings to the rest of the band's sound, of course, is just one essential part of it, but there's also the guitar work of Alex Vincent, who is her brother. I just found that out this morning. I was reading up on their bio. Also, drummer Marcus Lee and bassist Danny D contribute quite a hard-driving rhythm section. They get equal opportunities to get crowds strutting and moshing and slam dancing with a mixture of hard-driving rhythms and power chords. The four-piece band out of Chicago has just released their self-titled debut full-length CD that came out April 29th. They previously had a EP, which featured the song Dirty Love Song that actually was a video up on YouTube for a long time. This band has gotten noticed over the last year, opening for Soil, Fozzy, Like a Storm, just a couple of names. And Saturday night, you can check them out with Boba Flex over at another Hole in the Wall in Steger. Well, KT and Alex, welcome to the show tonight. And then let me just ask you a couple of things about the brand new record. It's the one you're definitely promoting heavily. What do you think the difference is, both musically and lyrics-wise, between your new full-length self-titled release and your EP of last year?
I think it's more mature. I think we've definitely finally found our sound. You know, with the EP, we kind of struggled to find what we really wanted to play. We were sort of going for a classic rock sound, and it wasn't really us, but we thought it was. So it was kind of relieving to find who we really were and, you know, find we're a hard rock band. You know, that's what we wanted to play. So the music has definitely matured since then, and I'm way happier with it.
Well, it sounds very modern. You mentioned classic rock sound, but it's got a very modern sound. And if I can compare you to any band that's part of our normal rotation, I would have to say Hailstorm. Definitely KT's vocals have a sound that's similar to Lizzie Hale. Not a copy, I would say, but kind of inspiration vibe going on there. And you did work with Ehrlich Villet. He helped produce the Deftones, Static X, and Breaking Benjamin. So it's a very modern, contemporary sound. Let's give our audience a taste of what you can hear when they play with Boba Flex Saturday Night of Another Hole in the Wall and Steger from Romantic Rebels' self-titled debut full-length CD, Nothing Left to Say, on Homegrown Tones on the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
plenty to sing about, and certainly people are doing a lot of talking about the self-titled debut released by Romantic Rebel. Nothing Left to Say is a part of it. It's on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat, the four-piece band, which is fronted by female singer KT Page, playing Saturday night with Boba Flex over at Another Hole in the Wall in Steger. KT and her brother Alex Vincent, the guitarist of the band, are joining us tonight. Physical CDs of Romantic Rebel's debut are available at Best Buy and FYE. You can also digitally download the entire album on iTunes. They've got a SoundCloud link to sample more of the music from their debut EP, which came out before the full length. r-rebel.com is their website. KT, let's get it from you. That's a very powerful, emotional, and sexy vocal you got going there. What do you think is the most distinctive quality that makes it really attractive and stand out to listeners?
I don't know. I think more of the fact that I'm not doing the whole Amy Lee sort of soft, operatic rock, you know what I mean? And then just going more aggressive with it, kind of more James Hetfield-y.
I hear a little bit of Lizzie Hale in that. Well, just based on that song, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Mrs. Hyde by Hailstorm. Not a lot, kind of in that same vein, a nice hard rock, and you got a nice projection to it, and most definitely it grabs a listener's attention, just the power in your vocals. What about the rest of your overall music, Alex or KT? What do you think is the most distinctive quality of the music itself that grabs a listener's attention?
The fact that it, okay, that's aggressive, in your face, and it translates well live, very well. We actually believe the live show is better than the studio album, but that's just us. We think that it's something that people can relate to. The lyrics are very relatable, and they tell a story, and whoever listens to it, they pick up on that and relate to it. And we like the hard-driving riffs, the solos, the powerful vocals, and the big drums, and the big bass in all our songs. We think it draws people in. We think that it kind of puts the Romantic Rebel stamp on this album.
Well, the production's very detailed on the record itself, and how hard is it, or is it not too hard at all to reproduce that on stage?
It's actually not that hard at all. I mean, you know, we work hard at what we do, you know, no doubt. We practice hard, and we make sure our live show is ready to go at all times. I think we sound better live. I think we're heavier live, and that's always cool. People seem to respond well to it, so we've got no complaints about that.
Well, you've got a growing fan base, and you're going to pick up much more fans around this because it's a very solid melodic product. Wish you all the best on the tour, and I know it's rather extensive for you. You have a lot of dates coming up with Boba Flex, not just Saturday and Steger, but about a month's worth. You're playing Quincy and all over not just Illinois, but the country. And then, of course, you've got Cadott, Wisconsin and Rockfest, and that with Aerosmith in July. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us tonight, KT and Alex.
Oh, thank you so much, Sam.
And another example of the powerful, hard-driving sound of Romantic Rebel coming off their self-titled full-length debut CD. This is Believe on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.